Okay, so we're about to start the fourth parak. Vishlosha prakim bishana kohanim nosin eskapeim arba pa'amim bayom. The Gemara will amend this. Shachris musaf minchav ne'ila sha'arim betanios. What are the three times? Me'mamados of yom kippurim. So you would have four sets of duchening. Shachris, fine, musaf, Mincha and the Ilos. Elohim Mamados, the Fishinemer, Tzavis, Bene Israel, Karbani Lachmi, Vichiheach, Karbano Shaladam Kare, Vihu, Eino Omed Al Gabav. So Hiskinu, Nevim Harishonim, Esrim, Vearba Mishmaros, that's Shmuel and David. Okol Mishmar, Mishmar, my Mamma, Birushalayim, Shalohanim, Shalavim, Mishal Yisrael. So the Mamados, contrary to the conventional wisdom, were not just Yisraelim. Kohanim Biduchnam Levim Bishiram, Kohanim Bavodasam Levim Biduchnam Bishiram, Yisrael Mamadam. So it's actually the Mishnah says the opposite. It says that the Mamados had Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim participating. And that'll become relevant a little bit later. So this line is very important. Levichi Heach Karbano Shel Adam Karev Vihu Eino Omer Al Gabov. What does that mean? So what that means is, what the Ramban says in Sefer Vayikra, in his introductory essay to the world of Korbanos. Ilan, go ahead. What's the yesod of the Ramban? I can't hear you. I think you might be on mute. Oh, am I the one who's messed up here?
Yeah, Rabbi, I think it might be you, because I can hear you.
Okay. Let's try it again. Okay. Elon, do you mind? One more time.
Can you hear me now, Rabbi?
Perfect.
Yeah, instead of being makriv yourself, you're like being makriv b'nehema in place of yourself.
Yeah. So that's what the line means, right? It says, Heyach karbano shaladam karev v'hu eino amir al gabav. There has to be some tseruf between the makriv and the karban. Okay. Ilan, what's the most direct manifestation of that tzeruf?
Smicha.
Perfect. Okay. So, Kol Mishmar Mishmar Yamama Biyushalim Shalchanan Shalavim B'Shei Yisraelim Higiyaz Mana Mishmar Lalos Kamanu Vim Olam Biyushalayim Yisrael Shabaoso Mishmar Miskansim Labrayim V'Karim Ma'isa Brachus Anshe Mamad Hayu Misanin Arba Yom B'Shavua Miyom Sheni V'Yom Chamish Leim Misanin Arab Shabbos Nekavod Shabbos. Shachris b'musa v'mincha nechnasim v'kavrin al p'yem, k'kavrin et shema. Erev Shabbos v'mincha lo nechnasim v'kavrin Shabbos, you should get ready. Kol yom sheish bo halel, ein bo ma'amad b'shachris, okay, because there's a technical conflict that they need to say halel, so there's not going to be ma'amados in Shachris. Karban musaf, if it's a day of karban musaf, Ein b'ne'ila. So, what does that mean? So Tosa says, "Perish yom shekrevim b'musaf ein bo l'vi'il v'shidrudim hen musaf ein p'nai lomar ne'ila." They're too busy getting the korbanos ready. The kohanim that are part of that ma'amad would be participating, and the Yisraelim would be doing other things, as Rashi points out, that were necessary for the avoda. Rashi says, "Kol shekin, there should be no mincha." So Rashi says, for example, what would Yisraelim do? Yisrael shebehen hayitrudim lach tovetzim l'shamayim v'docha afilu ma'amad d'ne'ila. Fine. Okay, more on that a little bit later. Korban musav en b'nila korban etzim in b'mincha d'ver b'kivar m'la b'naza k'acher b'shiva shona y'rabi b'yishul learned differently. Korban musav Ein b'mincha, karban etzim, ein b'ne'ila. The karban etzim only interferes with the ne'ila. So chazer Rabbi Kiva yoshona kiben azay. So more on that a little bit later. Why did you think that was more sensible to say we're not going to get rid of this is Rabbi Akiva's initial thought was that we're going to have mincha, then he says, okay, we'll have mincha, we're not going to have ne'ilah. So, Zman Atzei Kohanim V'am Tisha, 1, Echad B'nisa B'nei Orach Ben Yehuda, 2, Esrim B'tambas B'nei David Ben Yehuda, 3, Chamisha B'av B'nei Parish Ben Yehuda, B'shiv'a Bo B'nei Yonadav Ben Rechav, 4, B'5, V'asara Bo B'nei Sna'a Ben Binyamin, 6, B'chamisha Asar Bo B'nei Zata Ben Yehuda, V'yimayim Kohan Levim V'chomisha Tal B'shivto, U'v'nei Gunvei Eli, U'v'nei Kotzei Kitzios, B'esrim, this would be, I think, 7, B'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, 8, B'esrim Be'elo B'nei Adyan ben Yehuda, and 9, B'echad B'teveh Shebo B'nei Parash, Shavu B'nei Parash Shnia, so they would come back for a second time. B'echad B'teveh Lohayo Ma'amad, Shahayabo Halel, right, it's both Rosh Chodesh, as well as Chanukah, V'karban Musaf, V'karban Eitzim. Okay, more on that in the Gemara. Chamisha Dvar Yerus Abusina B'shiva Sarvatamas, V'chamisha B'teshav, V'shiva Sarvatamas Nishtab Ra'aluchos, Batal Atamid Huvka Yerusar, V'afbistamas Azatara, either V'he'emid or V'hu Amad, Salam B'heichal, if you think that it was Menashe who did that, right, Rashi says, Shemida Menashe, then first we're targeting Rishami, Parshas Hashamayim Kis'i, B'teshav Nikshav Abusina Shali Kansal Arz, Chav Rabbi Sarishon V'shirniya, Nokida Beser, Nechrusha Ir, Mishenechasav Matin Besimcha, Shabbishachal Tishabav Leos Besochas, Mesaber the Chabbis, Chamishim Tarm de Kevot Shabbos, Erev Tishabav Leochal, Dem Shaytav Shin Leochal Vasu Lisha Yayin, Mishimon Leomer Yishan, Rebuhidim Bechayim Bechig Kriya Samita, Lahodu Lo Chachamim, Armor Mishimon Leo, Yam Tomim Lisha, Kachamisha, Sarba Az, Baav, Luchiyom Kapurim, Shabem Bedos Israel, Yotas Bechli Lavan, Sholin, Shalalavayish, Mishain Lo, Kolokinim Tun in Twila, Benos Israel, Yotas Becholos Bekramim, Mayu Omros, Bachor Sana Inecha, Rey Mata, Barlachal, Titan Inecha Benoi, Tinecha Mishbaka, Mishbaka, Shaker Achen, Vehevel Ayofi, Misha Yuras Hashem, Hiti Salal, the Omer, Tinu Lami Priyadavia, Lubishar Masa, Vehen Omer, Tseno Rena Benos Yom, Melech Shalomo, Batara, Shetulo, Yomobium Chasuna So, Yom Simchasli Bobium Chasuna So, that was the beginning of the relationship, Zamat and Tower, Yom Simchas Libo, Zebinin Beis HaMikdash, Yibane Bimheira V'yameinu. So, Eitan, what's the idea here? This is an important yisod at the end of this Mishnah. So we say, Yom Chasun Aso is Matan Torah, but Yom Simchas Libo, so that is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What's the connection?
I think it's saying the idea that one is greater than the other. The idea that Yom Shabana Beis HaMikdash, Shivna Beis HaMikdash, will be somewhat greater than Matan Torah.
In other words, Matan Torah is the beginning of the relationship, and you have the Shechina, right, descends on Har Sinai, and the entire Jewish people witness it as like this great fire. But what's the limitation? What's the what is V'yom Simchas Libo? It seems like to transcends that. Ben Sion, how does Binyan Beis HaMikdash in some sense transcend that? Okay, Eitan, go ahead.
I would say that it represents like a constant relationship with the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to Har Sinai really just being like an introduction and a fancy display almost.
Correct. And you want to just prove that based on the Rambam that we saw this week? When we talked about Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim, so what was the Rambam's point there?
I wasn't able to listen this year.
That wasn't fair for you. But what was the Rambam's point about Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim? Eitan, go ahead.
They're one and the same?
Right, it's Kedushas HaShechina, it's Eina B'Teilei Lolam. How long did the Kedusha of Har Sinai last?
For as long as the kol shofar is heard.
Right, so Bim Shochai Ovel, Hamayalu Vahar, is very short lived. As soon as the shofar sounded, so it was over. It had no lasting kedusha. So Vyom Simchas Libo, Zabinyan Beis HaMikdash, Shein Bana Bim Heira, V'yamenu, so the same Kedusha transferred from the Har Sinai to the Mishkan, from the Mishkan to the Mikdash. So that's the destination. Kilo vata merata la menucha v'la nachala. So menucha is Shiloh, nachala is Yerushalayim. So that is the Tilos. That's where we were going the whole time. Okay, so b'shalosh haprakim b'shana kohanim nosim eskapeim. Taniyos u'mamados mika musaf. So chasur mechzer v'achik tani. B'shalosh haprakim kohanim nosim eskapeim. Kol zman shem yispalin, however many times it is. V'yesh men arba pamam yom. Shachris musaf mincha. Uni'ila sha'arim, like by Yom Kippur. V'elu hainishlosh haprakim. These are the three times that no matter how many tefilos there are, you always do nesias kapayim, even if it doesn't have musaf. Taniyos u'mamados v'yom ha-kippurim. Yom Kippur will have musaf. Taniyos and mamados will not. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barvua, Zozev Rav Meir, Rav Chachamim Omrim, Shachres u'musaf yesh bam nesias kapayim, min chonila, ein bam nesias kapayim. Man Chachamim b'yuhudai, the Taniyos Shachres u'musaf, min chonila, kulan yesh bam nesias kapayim, divir Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shachris Umusav Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim Min Cho Ne'ila Ein Ben Nesias Kapayim. Rabbi Yossi can split the difference. He says, I'm in between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Ne'ila Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim Min Cho Ein Ben Nesias Kapayim. I'm Mike Amifagi. Rabbi Meir, who was the maximalist position, you always have Nesias Kapayim. Sever Kol Yom Atayim Amai Lo Pirsi Kohani Adai Ben Minchasa Mishum Shechris Ha Idna Laka Shechris. If they're fasting, Taniyos, my mother's Yom Kippur, so there should be Nisiyas Kapayim at every opportunity. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shachris, Musaf, Dechol Yom Aloshchiach, Shechris, Logaz Rabu Abanan, Mincha Ni'ila, Dechol Yom Ashchicha Shechris, unfortunately, Gaz Rabu Rabanan, right? You're not allowed to do Nisiyas Kapayim B'Shechris, because it's compared to Avodah, right? Levarich Bishmo, Sharto Levarich Bishmo, we'll get to that in a second. So we have to look at places where it's common, where it's less common. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it could still be common when it comes to mincha and ne'ila. Mincha and ne'ila, the chol yom ha-shchicha shechros, excuse me, gazru b'rabanan, even when it was less of a cause to think that it would be shchicha, and a yom ha-tainis, and mamados, which are also tanios, etc. Rabbi Yossi savar, look, mincha de'isa b'chol yom ha-gazru b'rabanan, because that would be confusing to people if you would have mincha be different than taniyos versus every day of the year. So the rabbi said, even though there's a logic to say you could have dinusiyas kapayim by mincha v'tainis, the fact is that we're not going to do it because it'll confuse people. Ni'ila delesa b'chol yoma, but ni'ila doesn't occur every day. So people will know ni'ila is on a fast day. So then you could have nesiyas kapayim lo gazru barabana. I don't know if you Halacha kereb meir, it's a straight out halacha. Rabbi Yochanan amar nagu am kereb meir. It's like we had in the Rambam yesterday that it's already been accepted. Nagu kol Yisrael, that if in the context of tushbachos or shiro shol kadosh baruch hu, then it's acceptable. So we'll see that same idea here. Nagu am kereb meir. I'm not sure it's correct. When people pass in like kereb meir, they do it across the board. Rav amar mina kereb meir. So, madam, halacha kereb meir darshina lavi pirka. We try to publicize it. We think it's absolutely correct. Man da amar minhag midrash lo darshina. We're a little bit tentative. You don't go so publicly about it, but oruye morina. On a private level, you would guidance. You would give people this guidance and counsel. Man da amar nahagu. People would say, "Ah, this is the minhag oruye lo morina." You wouldn't even give this as private halacha counsel. V'i avid, if somebody would do it, lo mehadvinan lei. So if Nachum Namar halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, and happens to be the stam of the Gemara says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, which means that you would have Shachris, Musaf, and Ni'ila, but you would not have Nesias Kapayim by Mincha, because again, Mincha is David every day, so to say that Mincha of the Tainis is going to be different than the Mincha every single day, that'll be confusing to people. So by Mincha, we don't have Nesias Kapayim. By Idma, my time, a Parsit, Kawani, Adayu, by Minchasa, Dita Nisa, which is our practice today, we say, Kenevukli Avosenu, and Ashkenaz, Kevan, de Besama, Chushkias, Achama, Kipirsi, Kitfilas, Niladamia, de Chuleyama. Since we don't daven at the regular Mincha time, we daven it much later in the day, people associate it with Ni'ila more than they would a year-round mincha. Mihas shikar asher b'nesiyas kapayim inoni milei. Amir Rishon and Levi Mishum Bar Kapara Lamanis Mechaparshas Kohen Mevarech Parshas Nozlamar Manozer Aser Bayayin Av Kohen Mevarech Aser Bayayin. So Maskeva Buddha Reb Zera Varmila Rub Yoshia Bar Zavda Ima Nozer Aser Becharzan. So Nozer has lots of Isurim. Nozer is not allowed to eat the pits or the skins of a grape. So Av Kohen Mevarech Aser Becharzan, it's not the Davar HaMishaker. So Amr Reb Yitzchak, Amr Kral Shara Tov Levarech, Vishom Amr Shareis, Mutter Becharzan, Av Kohen Mevarech, Mutter Becharzan, So Im Amr Shareis, Val Mum Lo, Av Kohen Mevarech, Val Mum Lo. So we actually end up asking like this line of the Gemara, the Kohen Val Mum, as long as he doesn't have Mumin that are going to distract the Tzibur, technically can do Nisiyas Kapayim, so Ask Ha'iskesh the Nazir. So we already compared it to a Nazir. And again, a nazir is not disqualified by virtue of being a malmud. My chazis, the makshas lekula akish lechumra asmach the ninu midirabanan ulekula. Okay, so you're gonna be mekel and say the only thing that is going to be a problem is a kohen who is really inebriated from doing nisiyas kapayim, but a balmum would be permitted to do nisiyas kapayim. So it's interesting. The Bali Atosos want to extend based on this principle. This is a famous Tosfos about the Averos that are Ma'akev Nisiyas Kapayim. So the Bali Tosfos says, Mikan Yish Lohochiach, the Kohen Shehemir Daso, Nose Kapav, Vichosher Lisa Kapav, Likros Vatora, Kemosha Lohemir. So you have a Kohen who got involved in Avodah Zarah. He was a Mumar for a time period, and now he wants to return. So we should allow him to return. Kimo shalohemi. V'raya miha de kohanim shishimshu v'izchonyo lo yishamshu v'mikdash alo nodin chilek imachayim kimo ba'alei mumin. Midikamar shehim kibalei mumin. Mashma decho avoda shabal mum roi lasos yasu. V'koin bal mum no se kapav. So that would include nesiyas kapayim for a kohen who was a bal mum or the extension of the bal mum. Is a Kohen who done tshuva from being a mumar. Okay, so that is an interesting session the Balei Tosfos want to make from Baal Mum, the world of like a spiritual Baal Mum to mumar. Much to be said for that. So again, the Rambam takes a little bit of a harder line than the Balei Tosfos. The Balei Tosfos were dealing with a reality, as many have pointed out in this context. The Balei Tosfos were dealing with a metzias where many Kohanim, again under the pressure of the Crusades and the sword, were, gave in. Ultimately, we were trying to find reasonable ways back for these people. Okay, so, Elohim ma'amadus l'fisha nemar tzavez b'nei Yisrael. So, my ka'amar, ha'chi ka'amar Elohim ma'amadus, u'matam tekne ma'amadus l'fisha nemar tzavez b'nei Yisrael, v'yamarat lehem es karbani la'ach mil'ishai, v'heyach karbano sh'adam karev u'na'omoyd al-gabav. The Kohanim to do the Avodah, the Levim to do Avodah, Savodah, the Shira, and presumably Yisraelim would go off to their own space, which is interesting in its own way because they were part of the Mamad. So they go off to their own space, and they're going to be the Torah of Emayis Abreishis. The Tanur Rabban Esrim Rabban Mishmaros Hayu Baris Yisrael Ushtem Esrei Biyericho. Ushtem Esrei Biyericho Nefishon Leutumah. That's a lot. Ushtem Esrei Mehen Biyericho. Okay, so 12 of the 24 are based in Yericho. Yizman Hamishmar Lalos Chatzi Hamishmar Yeola Meiris Yisrael Yerushalayim VeChatzi Hamishmar Yeola Liyericho Kedei Sheyisabku Mayim Umazel Nachayim. Shebi Yerushalayim, almost sounds like the Bnei HaKfarim, but to be able to provide the basic foodstuffs to the Acheihem Bi Yerushalayim. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kohanim Yisrael Ma'akvin Es HaKorban. All three have a critical role. If you don't have the Avodah, it's Avodah of Levim. Certainly if you don't have the Avodah of the Kohanim, but if you don't have the Yisraelim, that is going to undermine this particular Avodah altogether. So if you take a look at Rashi, says Ma'akvin es ha-karban, Im ein maimad bechulan liyushalayim ketan al kol mishmar hayem maimad liyushalayim shukhan liyushalayim kevin dechulu ba'alim ba'inan telehavu kulhu al gabe avoda. So since they all have the status of ba'alim, right, because it's a karban atzibor, so we need representation across this demographic ba'inan telehavu kulhu al gabe avoda. Okay. B'masnisa Tana Rabbi Shimon Lazar Omer Kohanu Leviim Uchle Shir. You need to have the instruments Ma'akvin Esakar Ma'ikav Biflugi Mar Savar Ikar Shira B'Pat. We touched on yesterday. Mar Savar Ikar Shira B'Chli. That without their kelim, they're not going to be able to provide this kind of a shira altogether. Okay, so if you take a look over at Tosfos, Mar Savar Ikar Shira B'Pel Lekacha Kol Ksherim Afilu Psulim Afilu Mamzerim Lo Mar Shira Delo Havi Ela B'Pel Man Dam Mar Shikar Ikar Shira B'Chelim Im Kein Sarach Shu Kohanim Olivim Deha HaKli Zemer HaYakadosh. That the Kli Zemer was a form of Kli Sharis, and it was going to be Kadosh, and therefore you only need Kohanim and Levim for that purpose. Okay, as opposed to the other daya of Ikar Shira Bipeh. Okay. So again, the Gemara said, Kohanim Levim Uchle Shir Me'akvin as a Karban. So again, you only think Klei Shir are going to be Me'akiv the Karban if you think Ikar Shira is in fact bichlis. Amr of Chama Bar Guria Marav Moshe Tikim Yisrael Shmona Esrei Mishmaros Shmona Exchange Shmona Mishmaros Arba Me'Lazer Be'Arba Me'Tamar Bashmol Be'Midan Al Sheish Esrei Ba'David Be'Midan Al Esrei Be'Arba Shenemar Bishnas Harabayim Lamalchus David Nishu Shuva Yimatzi Behem Gibor Echayil Be'Yazer Gilad. Okay, so this is an oblique reference. David HaMelech was capable of expanding the Mishmaros, which Shmuel brought from 8 to 16, so David brought it up to 24. Okay, very good. So maybe we'll hold it up here. So let's hold it up here. We'll take a 2-minute break, and then we'll continue on with Parsha. Getting pretty close.